an upper room and a lower room, an inner room. The Lord speaks to us of the Holy Spirit. He says, because we don't know how to pray as we ought. And then the Father invites us to go into the inner room, he says, and close the door and pray. And pray to me in secret. And the Father who prays with you in secret will reward you. But today we hear of an upper room. And it is a room where the disciples are behind closed doors. There's fear in the upper room. We might want to consider the upper room our mind. It's so fearful. It's afraid. They're afraid. They've experienced violence and hate. They've experienced neglect and pride. They've experienced greed and arrogance. That's the upper room. But the Lord invites them into the hearts. The Lord says, don't let your hearts be troubled and to have faith. The Lord comes to ignite once again their faith, to give their hearts fire, love, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, holy fear. And that fear is the fear of being separated from God because of our sinfulness, because of our pridefulness, because we spend way too much time in the upper room rather than going into the inner room where God sets our hearts on fire and he gives life and breath to the fruits of the Spirit: love, peace, joy, patience, goodness, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, kindness, self-control, modesty, and chastity. That in the upper room, we're filled with fear. This room, the upper room, reminds us of a wound. Right in the core of the wound is the hurt, the grievance, the suffering. And what surrounds that wound, that room, is pain. And then what shields it and keeps it on the outside is fear. And that's our wounds. There's hurt and pain right in the core, in the center. And what's surrounding that is fear, because we don't want anyone else to cause any more pain and suffering. But the oil of gladness, the oil of the Holy Spirit, he can seep right through that wound. It's an anointment. It's an anointing. And he begins to bring the remedy, the medicine, the healing. But like any physician, again, we have to give permission to the divine physician to send that oil of gladness into the core of that pain so that there's no longer fear and suffering, but gratitude and thanksgiving because of the healing that the Spirit brings us, so graciously brings us every time. I'm reminded when the fear of the disciples, they were afraid when Jesus spoke about his passion and the death and the suffering, the rejection that he is going to experience. But he says to them, do not let your hearts be troubled. He says, don't worry. Have no fear about what you're going to say. He says, because at that moment, I will give you the words. And it's not even going to be you who speaks, but the Spirit of my Father speaking through you. Imagine how many conversations that if we invite the Holy Spirit to come in, if we allow the Word of God to come in, that the Spirit of Father is the one who speaks and not you and me. If you and I speak, right, it's going to be words of rebellion. We're going to try to defend ourselves. We always feel like somebody is trying to put us down. So sometimes we use the Lord's name in vain. We argue, we're angry. Those are our words. Those are the words of the enemy. But when we have a kind word to say to one another, a word that is encouraging, that we can lift one another, then the Spirit of Father dwells inside of you. And it's not you who's speaking, but the Spirit of our Father speaking through you. His word, his breath, his Spirit. So imagine at any time we are going to have a conversation. Imagine any time we're going to approach a spouse, a child, a boss, a coworker, an enemy. Imagine if in that moment we just said a prayer and said, come, Holy Spirit, come. I pray to the one who said, do not be afraid of what you're going to say, because you're going to give me the words. And it won't be me who speaks, but the Spirit of my Father speaking through me. His words are healing. His words are encouraging. His words bring peace and everlasting blessings. Jesus kicks down our upper room. He comes right through the doors. Go ahead and lock the doors. He'll just come right in. And what are the first words that Jesus says in the midst of fear and hurt and pain and suffering? He says, peace. Peace. Peace be with you. And what he says is, as you forgive, that's the peace you will enjoy. As you ask for forgiveness, that's the peace that you're going to enjoy. That this world robs us of our peace. Arguing, pride robs us of our peace. Greed, arrogance, envy robs us of our peace. But if we allow the voice of the Lord, his word, his breath, to speak through you and me, there'll be peace in our hearts, peace in our homes, and certainly peace in this world. Let us stop speaking and let the Spirit of God speak through you and through me.